have a nice day. That's it.
And did you constantly feel unsafe? And, like, were you afraid all the time? After, you said on D-Day you were not very frightened, but...
Yeah, sure. Sure you're afraid.
Like, constantly.
You're afraid, but you're able to control it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fear. Plenty of fear.
Yeah.
Oh. You grow up to that. Mm-hmm. You're always fearful.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And did you make any close friendships while you were serving?
Close friendships?
Yeah.
Very close.
Mm-hmm.
Very close. I'm still in contact with one of my... Is that yours?
Sorry, that's my phone, yeah.
Secretary, would you get that?
Wait 1 second.
Call from J&S Chatsworth.
Okay, she got it.
Okay.
Sorry, go on.
I'm still in contact with my last remaining buddy.
Really?
Yeah, all my buddies were either killed, wounded, or dead.
Right.
And this last buddy I have is up in Massachusetts. His name is Jim Gabry. He was wounded, I think, 2 or 3 times.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and he's... He's younger than I am. He was 16 when he went into service. He lied.
Really?
Wow. 18. Yeah.
That's so young.
Yeah. So he's younger than I am, but he's still old. See, I'm 91,
wow.
And he is 88 again.
When's your birthday, by the way? What day is your birthday?
April 23rd.
April 23rd. What was the year again?
1923.
Wow. Yeah, because I think I heard that you were 92, but you just turned 91, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I turned April, yeah. It was a holiday for everybody.
So, did you have any free time when you were serving?
Mm-mm, no.
Not at all.
Oh. No, they kept you active.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
during your training, did you have any free time?
Free time, maybe they gave you a weekend pass, but I never had any.
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, you go into town, what are you going to do?
Right.
When I came home, I stayed in camp.
Mm-hmm.
Until I got out. Yeah. The boss.
How did you stay in touch with your family when you were away? How did you stay in touch with your family?
We used V-mail.
Mm-hmm.
V. They call it Victory Mail.
Right.
You'd write something, they'd photograph it, and send it.
Right.
That's how I did it. Because you didn't have that much time to write.
Right.
When you're overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't the worst correspondent, but I wasn't the best.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But I did. Yeah.
How long did letters take to go back and forth?
How long did it take?
Yeah.
Not probably 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Are there any particular experiences that you haven't mentioned that you find most memorable out of everything that happened?
Nothing that anybody would benefit by. No.
Nothing.
I just made some great friends.
Yeah.
great guys. They set a good example for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Made me. I matured.
Mm-hmm.
I was immature when I went in.
Yeah.
I went in a boy. I came out a man.
What skills did you acquire through your work?
In the service?
Yeah.
Learned how to shoot.
So
that's about it. You don't learn any trick. There's an old joke about the infantry guys crossing a river, and the engineers are build these pontoon bridges, and they're holding them up like this.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the landing in the water, and they're up there, the neck. And there's a guy in the infantry, he's kneeling down, talking to the engineer holding the pontoon bridge up.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his rifle like this, and he's leaning, talking to the engineer. And he says to the engineer, "You're lucky. You're learning a trade." Building bridges. No, we didn't learn anything.
Yeah.
If I did learn anything, it's how to get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
All types. But I don't think war did that. I think the service did that.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you learn any lessons from it as well?
Yeah, I learned a lot of lessons. I learned what sounds were that I had to duck or fall or dive or nothing that you can use in daily life.
Mm-hmm.
You just survive, you know. You just learn how to survive. And you learn not to be choosy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat anything.
Yeah. Were you able to celebrate holidays?
Would I celebrate?
Holidays. Were you able to?
No. Never. Not even Christmas.
Just like a regular day?
No way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... No way.
And then also, how were you acknowledged for your service by your community when you returned home? How were you acknowledged for your service by your community when you returned home?
I don't understand that one.
Like, how were you acknowledged? Like,
I don't say this braggadociously, but with respect.
Mm-hmm.
With respect. People would come up and thank you. And where were you? You know, they're interested. In, yeah.
Right.
Made you feel good.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do when... So you said you went to Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you there for?
To graduate.
So?
I went winter, summer, day, and night, and I got out in 1948.
Right.
Started in 46.
Mm-hmm.
I went day and night.
Wow.
Day school, night school, summer school.
Wow.
Yeah. I got out.
And what were you studying there? Were you still studying?
Oh, it was originally I was pre-med, and then I went business.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you do after that?
I went into the pharmaceutical business. I was in the pharmaceutical business until the day I retired.
Mm-hmm.
I was the senior vice president and general manager of H. Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
We had Robitussin and Chapstick and Dimetapp.
Mm-hmm.
My boss is.
Hi.
time for lunch.
Okay.
Do you want to stop it now? And I just have a couple more questions, but we can do it again tomorrow if you want.
No, I don't want to go through this thing again.
Okay. Technology. Okay, so we'll finish up quickly. So that was your. Did you enjoy that career?
Did I enjoy?
Where did you enjoy the job, the career you had?
Oh yeah, I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, we sold our products, you know, on TV and mm-hmm. made commercials and had salespeople working. And, yeah, I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard readjusting to civilian life when you first got home?
No. None. No, like a duck to water.
Really? And also, I forgot to ask you this before. Do you remember where you were when the war ended?
Yeah, I was in Atlanta, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
in the train station, when the war in Europe ended.
Right.
And there were some guys there, and they said, let's go out in the street. And I was waiting to make a connection on a train
mm-hmm.
and to go home. And they said, let's go outside. I said, nope, no, I mean, I said, there'd be some nuts out there shooting, and then they'd hit me. And I'm not going to die in Atlanta.
Right.
No, I remember it. Yeah.
What medals were you awarded for your service?
What awards?
Yeah.
Oh, I had the combat infantry badge.
Mm-hmm.
I had the European Theater, the invasion arrowhead for Normandy,
mm-hmm.
Omaha. I had battle stars with three or four of those. I had the presidential unit citation with two clusters.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Bronze Star. I was recommended for the Silver Star, but I never received it because that officer who was going to write it up left the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. I don't care. And they get the overseas stripes and all that stuff.
Sorry.
The Silver Star is given for an action. What was his action
then? What was the action? Why were you going to be given a Silver Star? What was the action that you were going to be given it for?
Why was I recommended?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
We was at Maisie, and two guys had been badly hit down in the swamp at the base of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up on the top with Lieutenant Parker and Captain Petrie.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the process of taking over the up there on top. And Lieutenant Parker said to me, we got to get down there and get Sullivan and Batiste out of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Sullivan. We both got wounded. Well, what happened was one of the guys tripped a landmine,
mm-hmm.
and both of them got hit. Batiste got hit in the head, and Sullivan got hit in the arm and the shoulder. And he said, go down there and see what you can do for them. So I ran down there, and these Germans were shooting at me when I was running down the hill and into the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And I dragged them up against a little hedgerow down there in the swamp, so they were somewhat dry. And threw sulfanilamide on them and the wounds and did the best I could because they had packets,
mm-hmm.
first aid packets.
Right.
And I shot them both with their morphine syrette. You see, in those days, they had morphine syrettes.
Mm-hmm.
And when a guy got wounded, if he didn't have a chest wound, you don't give him anything. But he had. So I gave him a. I gave Sullivan
mm-hmm.
a shot of morphine. I was afraid to give a shot to Batiste because he had a head wound. I didn't know if I could give one. I wouldn't.
Right.
So I bandaged him up as good as I could. And to this day, I cannot tell you how we got him up to the top of the hill.
Really?
I can't. But when we got up to the top of the hill, Parker said, Lieutenant Parker said, Berkey said, I'm going to put you in for the Silver Star. And Captain Petrick, who was the surgeon, battalion surgeon, said, no, I'll do it. Petrick never did it. He left the outfit.
Right.
So that was it. So I'm not going to go up and say to anybody, to Parker, I didn't get my Silver Star. I mean, that's how it was. I don't mean that much to me. Doesn't mean that much. My brother got one. He's in the grave.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean a thing to me.
So, your brother's name was Tom. Is that true?
Tom.
And then what's... Sorry?
Thomas. Yeah, Tom.
Thomas. And then what's your sister's name?
Huh?
What's your sister's name?
Bobby. Her real name is Roberta, but they call her Bobby.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did she do as a
job? Now?
Yeah, and as a career.
She's a grandmother.
Right.
She's a grandmother living in Florida, taking it easy.
What was her job when she was
young?
She
didn't have a job.
She just worked as, she was a mother and everything?
No, it's just being, she's a widow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lives on insurance, I guess. She's not hurting.
And then also, what did your father die from?
Heart. Mm-hmm. Heart. Weak heart. You call, in those days, death certificate says angina pectoris.
Right.
It was heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it kind of a sudden thing, or?
He had, when he was in med school, he went into a coma from some kind of an infection and it weakened his heart. And I think that's probably the cause of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We never discussed it.
Right. Did your experience in the war change your perspective on the military?
Have I changed, you say?
Has your experience in the war changed your perspective?
Oh,
on the
my
military?
Perspective. Yeah. I think in a lot of the wars that we're fighting now, we shouldn't be fighting.
Mm-hmm.
We've become the, more or less the police force of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We just get people get killed, and nothing is gained.
Right.
I think it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so sorry for the mothers who send their boys over to Afghanistan, Pakistan.
Right.
They're fighting. We're not going to. The only way you, this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fight the Taliban? Fight them by their standards. They cut your head off, you cut their head off.
Yeah.
Okay? Hit them where it hurts. Hit them at home.
Mm-hmm.
Hit their families. We'll hurt them. But we don't play by those rules anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We bombed children through World War II, not purposely, but we did. What does the Taliban understand? His family.
Mm-hmm.
Go after them. Maybe they'll back off.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to fight, fight all the way. If you're not, get out. Get out. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned.
Are you a member of any veterans organizations related to your service?
No.
What activities are you currently involved with?
I play a lot of golf. I go out to dinner a lot.
Nice.
I'm a good friend of Jack Daniels. our life is, our fun now is social and our family.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. We used to travel. We traveled all over the world.
Really?
But now we're getting too old to do that. We've either done it, did it, don't want to repeat it. So we're just taking it easy. We're in this retirement home now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. You take care of us. So that's it. What's the next one?
And now you live in Richmond, Virginia, right? Now you live in Richmond, Virginia. Now you live in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
Right.
Richmond, Virginia.
And
the West End.
Can you talk about how you met your wife and when you got married?
How we what?
How you met your wife and when you got married.
I met her when she was 15 years old.
Really?
And she said we met at a party. I said we met at Patsy Madigan's house, but it doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
We met and we corresponded. We dated a little bit before the war.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote to me during the war, as she did a lot of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home, we started dating. And that's it. Got married in 1946. 68 coming up.
Wow.
Or is it 69? I don't know.
Wow. It's been a while.
I'll figure out before then.
And can you just mention each of your children's names? And you already touched on this before. Can you just mention your children's names and each of your grandchildren and great-grandchildren's names?
Say that slower. Last part.
Can you... tell me your children's names.
Oh, yeah. Our oldest son you talk to,
yeah.
Michael, he's a doctor. He's a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter is Kathy Harrington. And our son, Kevin. That's it.
And then... can you also mention the names of your grandchildren and great-grandchildren?
Grandchildren? Yeah. We got Jack Burke. He's the great-grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Claire Burke. That's Jack's little sister who's now 6 months.
Wow.
And we have... Starting with the grandchildren, we have Ryan and Allison. And Allison works for Lisa in Rockefeller Center.
Right.
Yeah. So that's it. Michael's a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy, they have one son... who's our grandson, is Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Patrick Harrington, and he lives in Hawaii, and he graduated from the University of Hawaii and married a Japanese girl who went to the university, and they've been married now, I think, two years.
Wow.
And her name is Momo, and she's a beauty.
Does most of your family live nearby, or do they live...
Just Michael.
Just Michael.
The rest of them are way away.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you able to meet up with them often, or... Are you able to go and meet them often, or do they come visit you?
Oh, we go visit them.
Mm.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we visit them a lot, yeah. We were just up in Connecticut. And Kathy was, when she lives in Florida and Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
Dan, they were just up here visiting for, she was here for a month. And now they're leaving next week to go back to Hawaii. So we stay active, very active.
And can you compare our society and the world today versus what it was like when you were growing up and how different it is now?
Yeah. I think when I was growing up, the people had better manners. They were more giving of each other and themselves to you.